systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, October 24th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 103 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, pretty much now whenever the fuck we feel like it. How the fuck are you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good now?
Pretty good.
All right, well.
Had a good pre-show
That was amazing.
Don't know what to call it.
All right, well, we thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday Night Show, episode 103. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's hanging out at. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit that we will read on the show, if it's good. So, it is Friday. We have Matt back in the studio tonight. Hi, Matt.
What's happening?
We also have Rainey in the studio tonight. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
So do you feel relieved?
Starting it off strong.
Oh,
so basically, we'll just get right into this.
I'm relieved.
Well, go ahead.
I thought you weren't keeping track anymore. What happened to that?
I said, what? If you're keeping track.
I know, but
my name's Matt.
I thought you said you weren't going to say it no more.
No, we'll say it. We're just not going to be like, holy shit, dude, episode 103.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Well, why is 103 not important as episode 89 or something like that?
You know? Well, because those were building up to 100.
Right, and 100's amazing.
So
right.
Now what are you shooting for?
300.
Because we're Spartans.
Because we're Spartans.
So yeah, because lately on the internet, YouTube, a couple other podcasts, Keith and the Girl here and there have been talking about Salvia, we figured we better get up on that shit before it's come and gone.
Right,
and
before it's just no one cares about it anymore.
Or before it becomes illegal.
Right, which, but like that stops anyone.
Well, it won't, but it'll make it harder to get and
right.
Shit like that.
Right, you won't be able to go on eBay and buy a couple ounces for $20 or
right,
something.
Right, exactly. Like, can you go on eBay and just buy weed?
Yeah.
I wish.
Right. So it'll be like that. It'll be like, hey, you got my stuff? Yeah. Okay, I'll meet you in 10 minutes. All right, bye. And
yeah.
It'll be all shady like right. That. And you'll be getting ripped off. Mm-hmm. It'll be like, yeah, this is 20x. Man, this was only 10x. You ripped me off. And then it'll, yeah.
Right.
People will be getting shot.
It'll get even more expensive.
People sucking dick for the shit. Like, I don't want to see that happen.
No.
So we conducted two Salvia experiments here. We videotaped them both. I will try and get those fully edited and up on YouTube.com/jamhole this weekend. Hopefully Saturday, Sunday at the latest, because this is great shit.
Yeah.
I am amazed. That was better than I could have ever expected it to be. So the whole point of it was we wanted to, like, I've done it, you've done it. You have not done it. You have not done it.
They don't know who you are.
No,
sorry.
Okay, I didn't rip it through a fucking bong, dude.
Well,
I sat there and let
it
illuminate the room, and I felt the endorphins going. I didn't fucking take it to the dome like that.
So, yeah, me and Braden and Rochelle, she's here just kind of in the chat if you guys want to say hi to her in there. We sat down beforehand and videotaped just us doing the stuff that our friend Berger sent to us. And that, I don't know, it tasted like crap, it was awful, and I didn't get that fucked up off it. So then we poured in some of this 17X that I went down to the head shop and bought
mm-hmm.
in our nice new bong that I bought that now tastes like fucking dog ass.
I think it's cat pee, so much. I think it's more like cat urine.
Cat urine? I don't, it has a very distinct.
It's weird.
It's cat urine's more ammonia.
Yeah. It's not like anything else.
No, it's, yeah, it's yeah. Like Salvia divinorum.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to compare it to.
You're going
to
have to smoke a lot of weed out of that before it's going to go
away.
I'm
probably just going to throw it out.
Really?
That's why I bought the cheap bong. No, we'll smoke weed through it or something. But yeah, so we sat down. We didn't get that fucked up off it, so we put in the 17X, and I don't know what happened. Like, I didn't didn't get that messed
up. Well, it's because,
like,
you took a huge hit and then blew it out
right,
instantly.
That was of the first shit. And then the 17X we took, you know, and I held it in and did all that. But anyway, you'll see it on the video. And thank you.
Nice.
What?
Just set that there. It's fine. Don't even worry about it. So then, you know, we're just hanging out, doing our thing, whatever. And everyone starts to come over. So then, you know, we all go back in the room and film it. And holy Christ.
Wow.
I got fucked up. You got fucked up.
I got pretty fucked up.
She was fucked up, Rochelle. Rainy, what happened back there, man?
There was this lady, and she was, like, going to take me down this hallway, and I was all running down it with this little...
With what?
And then, like, I was feeling around in the hallway, and
she
then it was
one.
So funny. And she, I think this, like... This lady said it was okay, so I did.
Was that you, Rochelle? Did you say, yeah, go ahead and just piss? It's fine.
Thanks, Rochelle.
She was like, it's funny, just pee.
It was funny. She was right.
Yes, you were absolutely correct. That was, oh my God. I almost peed because it was so funny.
I almost peed because she just peed.
Right. I was like, did that just happen? Okay, let's all just pee now. So you're in my pants. You're
nice
all cleaned
and,
up?
Nice and dry.
Okay, good. So, Matt, what was that like for you?
Dude, it was like a large dose of laughing gas, like nitrous oxide.
Really?
Well, that's what it was. Well, I mean, you know.
Because she peed? Is that what made it so funny? Or
no, I don't. If I was sober, that would have been funny, dude. It was just like that was just an icing on the cake. Like, she literally
just
laughed till she pissed her pants. That is your fucking
is that
man.
when people type R-O-F-L, that's what they mean right there. Rolling,
yeah, dude.
Rolling on
rolling.
The floor, laughing.
My
R-O-F-L,
ass off.
Pissing my pants.
Yeah.
Literally.
Pissing my pants.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for him to talk.
Why?
No, his was good. It was just hers that Nia turned down because she laughs really loud into the mic.
Like, louder than she probably should.
Right.
But because what she did was so funny, I'm just going to
Hey,
go.
That's fine. We'll fucking
I just couldn't believe I witnessed that. Let alone that is like, dude, you're hitting that.
Well, I'll wipe it off
Whoa.
First. I'm not
Whoa.
Just getting
Was that
hit
a
it.
You're hitting that that's good? Or was that you're hitting that that's
good?
No,
ew. I'm just saying you're hitting McPee Pants over there, dude.
MCP Pants
hey,
over here.
Hey, don't get all salty. Come on. All right. If you're
you
Matt's girl, if
you know,
you're,
you know you would hit this.
If you're fucking Matt, dude,
I would punch it in the face. I don't know.
You're fucking Matt, dude.
Yeah, you can spend the night.
Okay. So, no, I like I said, though, I will clean it up first, and then I will hit it all night long. So, when we were, I'm just going to kind of skip ahead here. The neighbors, if you guys are fans of the show, you know about the neighbors downstairs.
You know the trouble they cause.
Right, the two guys that are like, quit walking around and shit like that. Well, we hear this fucking banging while we're sitting here looking for our stories and shit. And I'm thinking it's them, like, hammering the ceiling or hammering each other's ass on the ceiling somehow because it's vibrating. I don't know what the fuck's
going
on.
There was just
on.
This pounding.
So
like, at first
like,
you were like, come in.
Come in. Who is it? Come in. Whatever. And then finally it won't stop. So I go outside and there's this car sitting there and I'm smoking a cigarette out there just kind of watching. And it's like these three ladies, one of them is large and in charge and fucking wasted. And the other two were like her fucking backup or whatever the fuck. And
the
they're
posse.
The posse.
Were they fat also?
The fat pussy posse. a little bit, yeah.
That was so funny when I pulled up.
All older though. And like they look up at me and they're like, Michael, are you Michael? I'm like, what?
No.
Are you Michael? No. What's your name? Matthew. Do you know Michael? No. Who the fuck is Michael? And she's like, the guy that lives here. I'm like, no. They're like, do you know Ed? I'm like, yeah, I think I know Ed. I've talked to him. He's the guy that actually lives
Yay!
There.
Yay!
Special Ed. They're like, Michael's the guy that lives down there with him. I'm like, oh, he's gay. Okay, I understand.
Right,
now.
His butt buddy.
So she's like in tears crying, and I walk down there because I have to know what the fuck's going on.
Right,
now.
This is too good.
I know, and they're like pounding on his door and shit, and they're like, this is Michael's girlfriend or something, and she just got a phone call that he is out with some other chick or something. And I'm just thinking, like, he's out with some other chick, so you're here at his house. His truck door's open. Like, she had just been rummaging through it, like, pounding on the door and stuff. They're like, is he there? Is he up there? I'm like, no, he's not at all. Is he home? I'm like, did he answer the door? Like, I heard you knocking up here. Obviously, he's not home.
Yeah, you hit the door hard enough for everyone
to
hear.
Yeah, she just breaks down and starts fucking freaking out, crying and shit. And, like, all of a sudden, she just falls to the ground.
Is she tripping?
Drunk, and like the other two girls with her, the ladies like try and hold her up, and they're struggling. Like,
oh, I would imagine,
yeah, like
it's a large person,
you're gonna hit the ground any second now. And yeah. They just kind of like try as gently as possible,
just lay her down.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just gonna sleep here till he shows up.
Wow.
He's gonna show up with this other chick or whatever,
right.
And you're gonna be passed out outside on the ground. Really?
That's
mature,
why I'm with this girl.
Mature
not
adult?
You.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's not here, you know? So I don't know, that just seemed really weird that it's not just us that make noise here now. So I kind of feel a little better about that. So, oh my God.
You know, that's weird. When me and my brother lived in New York, when we went back to New York after I got a job corps, we used to live in this pay-by-the-week hotel run by this Indonesian guy named
Ari. Those are the best kind.
They're fucking great. Well, there was this, like, little skinny cook who lived there, and he had this, like...
Cook?
Cook.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Cook.
Thought you were
like
being
what
racist.
I do for a living.
Right.
A fucking coon. No.
Jesus.
Wow, Matt.
It's been a while since you spit out Rockstar.
No, it's fine. You could be a white guy and be a fucking coon, right? Does that still
no,
work?
No,
I guess.
No.
Like
coon is straight for black people.
Okay.
But anyway.
Jesus. So vote for us, podcastawards.com.
Yeah.
Woo!
We're under the racist category.
And so anyway, he had this really fat and ass wife who was a psycho bitch. I'm talking, she was fucking crazy. And me and Sean are on top of this guy's roof, re-roofing it so we could like pay our rent off because... Because
we work for our shit.
Yeah, we work for our shit. It was $350 a week, dude. We worked for this coked out fun construction guy building decks. He didn't pay us.
Well,
for like
a good place
fucking,
to be.
Yeah,
for like
definitely.
1,000 hours, he didn't pay us. And we were like, oh, what the fuck, dude? We're out of grand right now, dude. We're about ready to get the kick the fuck out. So we're on top of this fucking Indian's roof fucking trying to get all fixed. And we see her just going, Dave, bring me a beer. I love you. Please. And we have this big fire pit outside, and we're sitting outside by the highway in this big cul-de-sac area of the fire pit cooking steaks. And, you know, and like we just hear this, and me and Sean are on top of the roof at this point. Everybody's down there cooking steaks and getting ready for dinner, dude. And we're just up there like fucking working, dude. We hear this, hey, please. I love you. He brings her a beer, and she goes, fuck you, and slams the door in his face. It was like I pulled up, and when I pulled up, that was the first thing in my head. She looked just, the lady who passed out on the ground looked just like her.
That's crazy.
Talking big, poofy, curly hair, dude. And I mean, like, dude, I walked by, and I was like,
like,
she all right?
What do you say to that?
Well, I pull up, and I see a lady laying on the ground. These two ladies going, come on, get up.
Yeah.
Come on, get up, Bertha. And, like, I'm trying, you know, and I'm driving in here, dude, and I see this lady laying down, and I'm like, do you guys need some, like, help, you know?
911?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, my mom's a nurse, you know? My girlfriend's an RN. She used to be a CNA, and, like, I took Red Cross for 6 years, been a Red Cross member. Because I want to save a life and take it away.
I want to save it just enough to look into its eyes
and be
where
like,
there's
this is the
life.
Last person you're going to see.
And then just cut it out.
Mine.
But,
yes.
But I pull up, see this, like, oh, no, she was talking earlier. I was like, well, is she breathing? They're like, yeah. And I was like, she had anything to drink? They're like, the lady goes, oh, yeah, she's shit-faced. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, then.
Is that why she's on the ground?
I was like, pour some water on her or something. She's like, no, we're just trying to get her. So I watched them try to pick her up.
That was
and
awesome.
And they dropped her and her head smacked against the ground, dude. And it was like, smack. And I was just like, that's when I walked upstairs. I was
yeah,
like, fuck
you just walk
this.
Away.
I am not going to have the cops come and be like, well, you see, officer, I pulled up. And this lady was laying on the ground, and they said that she was breathing, and then I watched her pick her up. She smacked her head off the ground, and she died.
Right, but no, but chances are the kind of people that are doing that are going to be the same kind of people that are going to be like, he just hit her, and that's why she's on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're sitting there like, what?
He's brutalizing her.
Yeah, exactly.
Get her. She's all belligerent. Exactly. Get her. Well, these fucking hicks, dude. I don't know what's wrong with the hillbillies today.
This is
man.
Where we live, man. This
but
is
fucking,
it.
Like, it's like, not only is that so bad that the dudes downstairs fucking yell at you about noise, but you gotta come home and listen to some fat, drunk, psycho bitch pounding
bitches.
On the door with their wing girls on the back. Oh,
right.
You get them.
Get them.
Get them.
Drag them out.
And, like, it's just like, dude, holy shit, what is wrong with people? Seriously, you're a fucking adult. I'm 22 years old.
Right.
I got my life fucking
like,
straightened out.
You have
out.
A family somewhere, and you're doing this.
And
on top of that, like, you're the guys that live down there. It's like you're in your late 50s living with some other dude in a studio apartment. Like, what happened, man? What happened? Why?
You made some bad choices in
right.
life.
It's like,
for sure.
I live here. Oh. I like it. I'm 28. You know, this is it. This is the studio and shit. But when I'm 50, if I'm still living here, like
right.
I said, I'm done.
Yeah. Which you will be.
Right. Well, then.
Where are you going? Seriously.
Amsterdam, hopefully.
No, dude, but speaking of that 50 years old living in an apartment, you know how I was talking to you earlier about this thing I wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Well.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, I got to mention before we get too
fucking
far ahead
sausage junkie.
That yes. Well, you know, go ahead.
No,
this
go
is
ahead.
Your show tonight.
No, this is your show, man.
No, you're mad.
Hey, this is bigger than me, right?
Well, not really. I was just
going
to mention
no, finish
the podcast
up and we'll
awards.
Get into it later, believe me, I will.
Okay. Well, so podcast awards, everyone's got
to
vote.
So anyway, about this no, I'm just
no, do it. Do it cuz now I'm done. You know what?
So
fuck the podcast awards. Who cares?
No, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Please finish.
No,
honestly,
though, like, fuck the podcast awards. We took a moment today while we were waiting for everyone to show up, and we listened to the competition.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
So awful.
I made a few notes.
A few? That's a whole page.
Well, no, just I'm not even going to go through
only
any
three
of that
quarters
shit.
Of it.
So basically, we're going up against a show called Are We There Yet, which is just boring, annoying voices, just awful show. We're going up against Fox in the City, and he sounds like a queer that does a lot of fucking cocaine, or he edits his show to make it sound like he's queer and does a lot
well,
of cocaine.
Well, he made it very clear that he is queer.
Right.
You're talking about Mario Cantone.
No.
That's who he would sound like is Mario Cantone,
okay.
The gay guy who does a lot of coke.
Okay.
Have you ever seen him, dude?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? You serious?
I don't.
Dude,
who is
you
that?
Not, he's like this stand-up comedian. He's funnier than shit, dude. But he does this thing on TV, like Ask the Gay Guy, right? Oh. You know, he just it's Mario Cantone. He's been in movies. He was on Sex in the City for like a long time. He's the gay guy in
Sex
in the City.
Well, yeah, I don't watch TV though, so I don't.
Well,
know.
Well, I know, but dude, if you ever get the chance, seriously, like
I
this
will
guy,
Google
this
it.
Guy, dude, this guy is fucking funny.
Okay,
I'm not kidding. He's funnier than shit. You will not regret it.
So there's them, and then there's...
Yeah, at least that one was pretty funny,
there's
though.
Three other shows that are all about how to have better sex.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking if you have to ask a podcast how to improve your sex life, you shouldn't have sex.
Or even having to ask anyone.
Well, no, I mean, you can... That's fine and stuff, but, like, podcaster, like, I don't know, that just seems weird.
That's kind of creepy.
That's like writing into your local newspaper advice column, being like, my love life is shit, how do I have better sex? It's just, I don't
it's
know,
like, well,
podcast.
Dick.
Drunk. That's how you do it.
Podcasting seems like just a geeky fucking thing. And podcasters in general, besides us, aren't having much sex, obviously. So it doesn't seem like a thing you would want to do to increase your sex life. And then there's this one called Polyamory Weekly, which is this chick that talks like she's got a dick under her skirt, just chilling, like waiting.
Right.
Her name's Minx.
And that's not your real name. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. And that's not your real voice.
How do you
voice.
Know that?
Because
that's her tranny name.
The picture looks hot. If you can, like, erase the dick that's under the skirt, like, she's hot as fuck. But then you just keep going back to there's
Does
a
it?
Dick in
no.
there somewhere.
Are you serious? Like,
yeah, I'm serious. We looked. There's
Why?
A dick under
what?
There.
Really?
And then there's one called Rob
do you have
on.
The picture?
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
I need to see that.
Then
email?
There's. What?
Can't you just show me?
Like, not right
later?
Now.
Not right now, but later.
Okay, later. There's one called Rob Ont Radio, which that show made me not like people that smoke pot.
Yeah, and that made me feel so bad.
I smoke pot, and that made me not like myself. It just, I don't know.
Well,
because it's a mess.
The episode we listened to was
granted, we didn't listen to like every episode, but we just took a little sample. But
that one was just like stoner sound clips from like Cheech and Chong, and then them talking about weed and like their Pringles
I love weed, but I'm not going to like make a whole fucking podcast about it. Like, I don't know. That's our competition.
Yeah.
And then Savage Love Podcast, another sex one. Sex Tantra and Kama Sutra, another sex one. And then Don and Drew, which we equated to nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. So did you write that down?
If we nails, yes, Don and Drew - nails on chalkboard. And that was it. Just their voice, that whole accent, and just the show is nothing. It's
Their TV thing, terrible,
awful.
So you're pretty much gonna blow them away.
That's if we get beat by any show other than Distorted View.
Yeah,
I said this earlier. I'm gonna rob a bank, get enough money to buy plane tickets to each of the cities these people live in, and I will kill each of them. And then when I'm at Don and Drew's barn, I will kill them, and then I will kill myself.
What about Keith and the girl?
They're not in this category. They're not. They can't even be in it because they won last time.
Right.
And if you're good, you can't be good twice in a row.
No.
You got to give other teams a chance to win. It's like Little League Baseball. Like, hey, it doesn't matter what the score was. We all won.
You're all winners.
And the prize, we were talking about this on the last episode, but we forgot to mention what the actual prize was. It's a book by one of the podcasts that's running in one of the categories called Grammar Girl. And it's a book about writing and reading. Like, that's the prize for the 2008 podcast award.
And it's a book for $11.20.
Here's your book.
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
Can I get my receipt so I can send this back?
Yeah.
And I'd rather have the 11.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that.
Or at least a gift certificate for Amazon so
something.
I can get another book.
Can I exchange it?
Yeah, so I don't know. It all the more we're getting into this whole thing. Like, this is the first year we've been doing the show, the first year we're part of this whole award thing, the more it just seems like it's a whole thing just to get traffic to this one site so they can make their money.
The more I just don't care about it.
Yeah, and in return, it's like, oh, well, here, does anyone want to sponsor a prize? And, like, that's like us giving away a Jam Hole t-shirt for a prize, sponsoring our category, and then we win. It's like, well,
I guess we get a shirt.
Will you go send me that shirt? Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. So, I don't know. We still want you to vote because it would be cool to be like, hey, we won, and I will just send the book to Tim at Distorted View.
Here's the
and
prize.
And the trophy to Keith and the girl for helping us get nominated.
After you have sex with
After I have sex with it while pasting a picture of Tim from Distorted View's face on the trophy. So, that was that. I just had to get that out. Oh, and real quick, thank you to whoever covered Teletech in Jamhole stickers. I got a phone call today.
I heard about that.
Ryan the Salt guy was like, dude, my wife just called because she works at Teletech.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, dude, someone covered Teletech in Jamhole stickers.
That's awesome.
Was that you? And I'm like, no, dude, that was not me. Like, I would tell you if that was me. I'd be like, yeah, dude.
I'd be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, dude, I broke into that shit fucking Mission Impossible.
So it was like in the, like,
inside,
office
on the outside, on all the trash cans, on the inside, like, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
So I don't know. Whoever the fuck
who's
that
this person
was
that was able to get all these stickers?
I know. I don't even have any stickers on my head. Well, and that's the thing. I don't remember giving that many to somebody.
Yeah, just a few.
Like, I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
Did they go get their own made?
That's what I was going to say. He could have made it.
So donate us money and then go get your own stickers made. Send us the stickers and then we'll send them to you.
Yeah.
But donate us money first. Jamhole.com/donate. So, oh man, did you see at Sykes today the cop chasing that kid?
Did you see any of that shit? No, I'm not allowed to go outside. They tell me you sit there and cook that food, you little motherfucker.
So I'm sitting outside at the end of my day and shit. I'm like getting all my shit out of my truck, putting it in my car, and I see this kid walking by, real shady looking kid with a hat on. Just a hat on, talking on a phone, and he's walking through the alley there, and like he gets to like one side of it, and he's kind of looking around, And he's talking on the phone like he just, he's kind of freaked out. Like he just
like bought, paranoid or something?
Yeah,
or?
Like he just bought drugs from somebody that he totally shouldn't have or something. Like he's
like
freaked out.
Like undercover cop.
And I'm just like watching him like, this is kind of weird. Yeah. And he walks and then he walks back the way he came and then back again the way he just came from. And then all of a sudden I see him take off running. And as I see him running, I see this cop car come hauling ass around the corner. And then another one coming from the other way. And this kid takes off through the fucking Sykes parking lot and into the alley. And then the cops just fucking tackled him and arrested him.
That's awesome.
And like, I don't know like what the fuck happened or anything, but it got me thinking, like, if you're running from the cops, would you just go there to alleys? Like, there's this whole crowded part of town with traffic that you could have easily probably gotten away in.
Yeah, why would you go into an alley where they can block both ends off?
Yeah, it just, and I don't know, maybe you're not thinking right when you're doing things.
You just
things.
Bought a bunch of crystal meth.
Right, or if you're the kind of person right. that has to run from cops, you're not in the right frame of mind right. or something. But it just seemed like if I was running from the cops, I would go to a very densely traffic populated part or something.
But then again, we're smarter and we don't get into those situations
in the first place
where we
right.
need to.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. It just seemed weird that you're, first of all, around here, like if you're in a car running from the cops, you have an okay chance because there's no helicopter or anything.
Yeah.
That's what mostly fucks people is when they get the helicopter on you, there's no escape. They will just chill there and tell them where you're at until they get you, unless you go underground somewhere, but then you're trapped pretty much. Mm-hmm. But around here you can get away, but if you're running from them on foot, you're probably okay because the cops around here are fat. Shit like that doesn't happen very often. But if you're running from them and they're chasing you in their vehicles, like, you gotta go to where they can't get through. Like, yeah. there's a bank there. There's all this shit he could have easily went into and gotten away probably.
We do have a lot of motorcycle cops now.
Yeah, but not during the wintertime.
True, there's but it's not winter
snow.
Yet. I mean,
right, but
I
they're not out now.
I saw one just the other day.
Really? Yeah. I haven't seen them in a while, since summertime almost. Mm.
They had to switch their wardrobe over from shorts to the long
pants. The mountain bike cops, actually, I love that shit with their little. They remind me of the Reno 911 right. guy with his little shorts and the mustache and shit. Stop or I'll shoot. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
All right, so what was your story now, please? Now is the time.
Oh, the whole Obama McCain thing. I know.
Is that what it was about? Are you going to get political on that ass?
Actually, not really political, but I think.
Who are you voting for?
Dude, I don't vote.
Nice.
Didn't think so.
Team Venture, go.
Team Venture.
Yes, scissor me. Oh.
No, but if I. Well, yes. The reason I don't vote is because I don't believe in government. You know?
Nice.
You know, I don't.
Because he's an Indian.
Because I don't believe in the same government that stole my land and gave me SARS-covered blankets.
Yeah, I don't. Pretty much.
There you go.
But, you guys make some rockin' casinos.
And
though.
They're much fuck talk modest.
Yes,
swear God, dude, I'll fuck go down Browntown with you.
So please.
But anyway, so we all know that McCain's another fucking Bush. All right, I've come to agreement with that McCain is the biggest pile of fucking shit.
Bush like Vag or Bush like George?
Bush like George.
Got it.
I seen a funny bumper sticker. It was like, save a tree, plant a bush back in Texas. So I think, you know, but good.
That's right up there with the no Obama stickers. Yeah. Oh,
no, man. But like Obama, I guess Obama's taking like the middle class workers, like, you know, you and me, fucking whatever Braden does for a living.
Right.
You know,
what do you do for a
what
living?
Do you do
nothing at all.
Yeah. Like ICP said, I work for myself, scratching my nuts.
Okay, so not you. You're pretty much off the grid.
He does the jam hole 3 days a week.
Yeah.
How's that paying for you?
It's great.
Nice.
You make a lot of money. What are you
driving?
No. Yes.
Nice.
Benefit's about to come round.
That he gets to hang out with me. That's about the only benefit.
Ooh, yeah.
And you get to talk shit that people listen to.
But so Obama is pretty much giving the blue collar workers, he's pretty much throwing them a bone. This is just from hearsay, and this isn't exactly true. But McCain also said something about, this is like what I heard got thrown out in the political shit going on, is McCain, there's rumor going on that McCain wants to send $5,000 to everybody in America and then tax the living shit out of them on that money. So retrospect, you'll probably get like another $300 check. Like the government was like, "Hey, I know things have been fucked up, so here's $300 to do what you wish."
Actually,
you know?
We talked about that on the last episode. How they're thinking about doing a stimulus check part two now.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, a stimulus check part two, whatever. But I'm saying fuck that because Obama wants to like basically say, "Hey, I know you work $9 an hour, so I'm going to take $5 out of every check. How's that?" And
right.
throw us a fucking bone because Obama, you know, whatever he may be, a white Muslim, half black, half white Muslim, whatever he is, the guy actually thinks that he's going to do something, you know, I actually think he's going to do something for America. And honestly, if we have McCain coming, meet me underneath the fucking steel bridge at 12 a.m. and we are
hanging.
Going, we're not going to have a hanging, we are going to take out the White House. We're done. I'm done with it.
We like the jam hole, or we like the American population.
Well, you remember how you had that one episode? It was one. It was the last. It was two Fridays ago. The
no.
last. No, no,
okay. I don't.
Not
so
at
in the
all.
Beginning, you had this guy talking about like it is illegal to say I really want to kill. Yes,
yes.
Right.
It is also very
illegal
to say. Yeah.
I
want, okay,
yeah. Yeah.
That was
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I want to kill the president of the United States.
Right,
but I'm just saying that to let you guys know that
password
it's illegal.
Semper Fidelis. We meet under the bridge. At
we leave it on the Brooklyn yeah. Bridge at 7:30 a.m. and one password is taken. But anyway, I'm just saying, dude. If you guys do vote, if any of you guys, hold on, you know, if any of you guys are voting, you know, vote for the right reason. Don't go vote because everybody's telling you. But seriously, this is like one of the biggest things because this is going to either A, keep your fucking brothers or sisters or family members or friends you have over in Iraq. My dad's been
it's
in Iraq
true.
And Afghanistan for 6 years. I'm tired of it. I haven't seen him hardly in 6 years. I've seen him maybe 6 months out of 6 years.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
And it's everywhere. It's
and
not-
it's everywhere. Like, I just had, you know, a buddy of mine. His brother went over to Iraq, and now his brother is twitches all the time because he got fucking nerve damage because he got shot.
My ex-girlfriend's brother went there and he's dead now from
yeah.
that thing we
yeah.
talked about, rolling the shit into a fucking canal
right.
and he drowned.
Well,
you know,
he
like,
got...
Everyone knows somebody that, mm-hmm. that something like that's happened
or
to.
Or you at least know someone who's been over
well,
there.
Well, see, it's
right.
like... it's well, you know, it's like when my dad was over there, he had a really close call, and I mean, one time I honestly didn't think he was going to come back. He was talking to these two guys and 7 minutes later, he swears I'm down like 7 minutes later... Fuck, a car blew up and killed two fucking people he was talking to. He was sitting on the, he still's got this bullet that came through his window and hit his wall. He was sitting there watching TV and a bullet came through the fucking room and slammed into the wall.
That's crazy. And like, seriously, what are we still even doing? Like,
you
are
know,
we gonna populate that place and name it New Middle America and set up our shit, or are we just gonna
dude,
just come
I don't
back?
Know.
Like,
they're setting up
do
more.
One or the other. I give a fuck. But
I don't think they
do
know
something.
What they're doing anymore.
You're just sitting there hanging out. Like,
they're setting up more and more American military bases.
Then that's
through the
what
Middle
we're doing.
East, what it is because I think honestly we're gonna you know fucking go over there and we're gonna you know
call it New Middle America. Get dude, everything we suck it dry of whatever it's worth.
Whatever it may be, whatever it may be that we're gonna go over there
and
dude,
leave
but
it like
this
the
is
barren
like,
desert
this is,
it is.
You know, don't think that this is Matt from the Jam Hole. You know, Friday guest. Think that
the
that
other
this
Matt,
is,
not
no,
me.
No. Think about this: that this is a kid whose father's been gone for 6 years in Iraq, and who wants this shit to end. So, if you're gonna vote for McCain, one, fuck you. And if you don't fucking do the right thing, guys, don't
I'll
vote.
Kill
if,
you.
Don't vote if you're not gonna vote for the right thing. Because seriously, I know Obama may be black and whatever, and we talk about niggers and all that shit. But I'm talking more of look at this man who wants to change the fucking world. Do you want to make $9 an hour and get $150, $160 taken out of your check for every fucking week? McCain or fucking Obama's trying to get us to stop that. So that was my whole thing as I was talking on that because I feel like, you know, that's a subject that should be touched on because it is going to
touch it.
Well,
touch it
you know, look,
and
in another several months, dude, we're going to decide whether or not we're fucking still having another 4 years of fucking a Bush wannabe motherfucker because McCain's just never.
Well, it won't be 4 years. He's got like 30 seconds left.
Yeah,
I'm calling
it'll
it.
Be
I'm
Sarah,
calling that shit.
And that'll be Sarah Palin.
If he wins inauguration 30 seconds in, heart attack. I'm calling it right now.
As soon as they say he's president, he's going to just fucking die.
I hope so because he's just another fucking Bush wannabe.
Sarah
he's
Palin's
another little
be
rich
just
fuck,
as bad.
You know. But. That's my two cents.
I think if he gets
thank
elected,
you for listening.
It would be pretty much the same thing as what's going
and
on.
And it'll
right
be
now.
Over. It'll be. It's over either way. So.
But yeah, because if Obama gets elected, there's so many real racists that they're just going to assassinate
yeah, I don't know.
Him.
I don't care. When I come home to visit my parents, why my dad insists. What? Oh. Are you okay? Do you need a lighter?
No, she tried to hand me a white lighter instead of my black lighter that I gave up, thinking that, you know, she wasn't a stealing gypsy bastard and would give me my lighter back.
Okay.
Fucking gypsy.
While I was holding the other lighter in my hoodie pocket, just keeping it safe.
Is it safe?
It was until he fucking got it back.
Are your pants still dry? Wow. When I come home to visit my parents, my dad insists on working out my train times for me.
What? Your what?
My train times.
Train times.
Like how body long builder. I train for.
Right. What are you training for, dude?
We work it out. What are you doing?
Oh, he's dying over there.
He goes to great lengths to find out which train is best for me to catch. Well, wait. Okay, we're talking about...
What the fuck are you doing,
choo-choo trains, not training.
Like, here comes the choo-choo train.
Right. He has just rung National Rail twice and has been to the train station. This happens every time I go home. It drives me nuts. He has just walked in and told me there's an alternative train I could catch. I'm 24. I think I'm about to cry. I can see his dad coming in being like, no, I found you another train. Like, while he's typing this, he's like, oh, he just walked in again and told me there's another one. I'm going to cry now. And then he starts crying. Oh, God. Let's see. I really hate black people and Hispanics.
Was that
Holy
you?
Holy shit.
No.
Is that serious? Is that really written there in black and white?
It's gray, but yeah.
Well, whatever, dude. That's really on the internet?
Yeah, dude. It's everywhere on the internet.
Damn.
Yeah.
There's a lot worse on the internet.
Yeah,
a lot.
He's
I don't know. I use the internet.
See
Jam Hole
episodes 101 and 102. Yeah. My confession is that I suck. Yes, I'm not good for people, not in the ways you've probably been thinking. I don't hurt people to the best of my abilities, in parentheses. I try not to, you know.
Yeah, right.
I do what I can.
Do my best.
I'm a human just like anybody else. I don't commit crimes, hate anyone, have evil thoughts, or do anything mean. Is this Jesus? Did Jesus confess?
Anonymously?
Does he need to confess?
I don't know.
He's like, hey, I died for sins. I could. They're mine too, right?
Yeah, he can kind of do whatever he wants.
I'm just not any good to be around. I'm boring. Yeah, that's kind of
probably
boring.
True, I'm sure.
I want so much to have one woman in this world to stand by my side and love me forever, .. but I don't deserve it. Nay, I do not. Not at all.
Nay.
On merit alone, merit cigarettes. On merit alone.
I just got a brain stab.
Perhaps I do. Perhaps I'm even in the top 90%, but that isn't how it works. No. Nay. Nay as in negative.
I know what nay means, dude. Thank you, Matt.
Negative ghostwriter.
Like hark.
No.
You shall not pass.
Like
nay.
What did I just say? Like negative ghostwriter.
Negative ghostwriter.
Okay, thank you.
Gotcha. Negative Ghost Rider. That's negative Ghost Rider. Why are you handing me this?
Because I can't do anything with it. I'm talking.
You could.
We could just stop
really?
The show so I can get fucking stoned?
That's well, I mean.
Christ, dude.
If you're going to bitch about it, then fuck you, you badge.
This. Wow.
Hey,
I love
my
you
badge.
Too. But that isn't how it works. No, it's not.
Nope.
I've been loved, but eventually they get bored. They always do.
It's because you're boring, like that last guy said.
Right? Is that
boring.
Why they get bored?
And you don't deserve to have a woman with you.
No. I'm too careful, too nice, too boring, too quiet, too sick, too long-winded, too... Be interesting.
Is this my brother?
Maybe.
What? Wow.
I have AIDS.
Sorry, Sean.
I used to be on the Jam Hole, but then I pussied out. So now my brother's on it, and they're getting famous.
Shut the fuck up.
And I hate myself every day. Well, every Friday that I'm not there. Maybe if I was more of a mean-spirited person, I'd be worth fighting for somehow. It's always that's true though. The guys that are always mean to girls are the
right.
ones that always get snatched
just
up.
Be an
whoa,
asshole.
Whoa, does that really say that?
No, that's me saying it. That he really says I'm.
Oh,
if
God,
I was
dude.
More of a mean spirited person, I'd be worth fighting for. Somehow.
Was he really on the Jam Hole, or was that?
What?
Did you just make that up?
Where? Who the fuck are you?
What
is
your name?
Where were you two? Just, where were you?
Are
just
is that Salvia in there? What the fuck is the internet?
Jesus, dude.
I think he's having a flashback internet? From smoking
Are
no,
you kidding
dude,
me?
Dude, I just like okay. fucking spaced out for me.
He's an Indian,
I caught,
dude, and he
I
just caught,
Hey,
salvia.
You diss on
Let's
Indians.
Let's all talk at the same time. Okay, hold on, Ray. One, two, three. Hey, okay. No, we're going to talk at the same time
no.
now.
We're supposed to.
Wow.
I'll wait to repeat what I was going to say because I think
right,
I just...
When, are you good? Okay. Good.
I just had Please. An out-of-body experience.
We, okay, hold on. We're going to have to raise hands now.
Yeah,
okay?
we are. Do we really
I'm
have to go back to...
I'm invoking the raising hand rule, like back when we first started this. You have to raise hands.
Oh,
yes, Matt. And I'll call on you. Matt. Yes, Matt. Go.
Such a
Go, Matt.
Fucking nigga. So, I don't know, like, I spaced out a minute. I heard my brother's on Jam Hole, and now they're getting famous, and it sucks that I'm not there. Well, every Friday. Was that... I was
that
like,
was what I was saying.
Yeah, no, but, like, I looked, and I was like,
about
what the
your
fuck?
Brother.
Does that really say that? No, because, like, I don't know. That's... I don't. I can't see it, dude. I thought that's what it really.
Does
dude,
your
I just,
brother?
I just
hold
spaced
on.
Out, dude, for a minute. All right. Just,
yes,
no,
Matt.
No.
Not you. Me.
Dude,
I just called on
put
myself.
Put your fucking hand down. Put your hand down.
Does your brother use this site to make his anonymous confessions?
Dude, I don't know. Probably carves it in a rock for all I know.
Well, then this isn't him.
Well, okay. It's anonymous.
No, I'm just
How
saying.
You know?
I spaced out and heard that, and that's what
right.
I was asking, and then
okay.
you. Thought I said something about the internet. I don't know what happened there.
What
you know,
the fuck is the
erase
internet?
Erase the whole... Just pretend the last 5 minutes never happened, all right?
Just delete it.
If anybody's talking shit, fuck you guys, delete, right? Delete. I'm stoned. All right. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay, can I continue? Okay.
Sure.
I lost my spot.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
Maybe if I was more of a mean-spirited person, I'd be worth fighting for somehow. I've always loved with all my heart, given all my affection to whomever I was with. And I always, always, always end up crying watching her leave. But I like watching her leave. Last time it was the one. It's always the one with this girl. Always. She got to me. I smiled just because I was in the same room with her, but I fucking hate her. My goddess. She was my goddess, and I was unworthy to sit beside her. I wanted to worship her to the end of my days, but she left and took a huge steamy dump on my heart. She took part of my soul with her. I'm incomplete now, and I feel like I'm such a piece of trash. But I don't deserve to even seek another lover. I fully agree.
Is this the longest confession
yes,
we've ever had?
Ever.
Dude, it's that like a paragraph, dude.
It's huge. It's
huge.
Like it's 6 inches,
it's like
dude.
The size of
this
Matt's
paragraph's
cock.
The size of Matt's cock.
No, the other Matt.
The
not me,
this
Matt.
Is
confusing. It's like 2 inches by 3 inches.
Okay. Let's not disclose that information.
No, dude, you ever hear, no, shut the fuck up. You ever hear that joke where it's like, yeah, it may be small. What how did it go? It goes, I can reach the back of a tuna can, but it's just as round or some shit.
No.
It's not what? How deep
but
you,
now I have.
It's not
I don't
how,
I think I just mumbled that whole thing, dude. I cannot right. talk. I just got over the science affection, dude.
His eyes haven't been open in like the past 10 minutes.
I know.
I'm really high though too, because like
that makes
my
sense.
Buddy Josh is in town, so
nice.
My so buddy from the one who's got his medical card, so we just go to
nice.
My house and just fucking
legally even.
Well, legally. Oh yeah, dude, I forgot. He got pulled over, right? And
hey,
I guess
this guy's having problems.
Dude, fuck him, dude. I don't
no,
care.
No, fuck him. Hold on. Let me finish.
I
We're
got a
almost
confession.
I got
Your
three more
got
sentences.
No, my buddy.
Okay.
Buddy.
I'll talk about it later. Oh, hold on.
Yes, Matt.
Okay. I'll talk about it later.
Okay. If Oh, wow. I didn't want to finish this now.
You finish it?
She left. She took part of my soul with her, and I'm incomplete now. Okay. Check. I feel like I'm a piece of trash. Okay. I don't deserve to seek another lover. If giving all my effort resulted in being tossed aside, I must be pretty awful person to be around. I feel like I should keep to myself so as to not disappoint another person. I feel like I'm a bad person for wanting to be with someone again. How selfish of me. I don't deserve it. Whoever it is I'm dreaming of loving one day, she deserves better. So you get left, and not only are you not good enough to love whoever left you, but any person in the future that may come into contact with you will deserve better.
Jesus.
No matter what.
This is the worst person I've ever seen.
Ever.
Ever. And I haven't even seen him. Just by that, he sounds like the worst person
on the planet.
The
culmination of everything that is an anonymous confession was right.
You cannot suck more than this guy.
I wonder if he's one of those kids who sits in his room all day with a Hawthorne Heights t-shirt on and posters and looks like them fucking motherfuckers, emo guys. He's like, oh, my soul is black and it's consumed in darkness and there's a black sheet around my black soul and the black eyed peas on the black radio.
Everything,
and everything is just black.
Yes.
Smoking, fuck no, dude. They were smoking meth. Good old meth emo fuckers.
Good old meth emo.
Get a better outlook on life.
That's why they're so skinny. But Brayden,
I did not know that that's how you felt. I am sorry, Matt. Maybe I will raise my next. Hold on.
I can't stop checking my ex-girlfriend's email. Yes!
Jesus!
Yes! Please!
All these people are just the biggest winners.
I know.
There is.
Really? Your ex-girlfriend's email. I know her password, and it gets to the point where I know she has a new email from her new boyfriend 10 minutes before she does, and I'm clicking refresh and shouting, "Check your inbox, you stupid slut!" so I can read the email, and it doesn't show up as a red message before she reads it. So he is sitting there hitting refresh, waiting for that message to become unread, or go from unread to red,
right. so he can
read it.
Right.
Holy Christ!
He needs to read it in the second possible.
Hey, bro, do you want to come hang out later? No, I'm busy. Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm reading my ex-girlfriend's email, actually. Well, actually, I'm not even reading it. I'm sitting here clicking refresh, waiting for her to read it so I can read it without her finding out.
He'll take it one step further and write a script
to
auto-refresh for him so he can just sit there and beat off while it refreshes.
Do you think... Holy crap. Like, just wondering what's in that email. All you can read is the subject. And he's like, what does it mean? Are you pregnant? Fuck!
Are you cheating?
Oh, man. Dude, you think there's a market for that? Like, if we wrote a refresh script your ex-girlfriend's email?
If we do it, we're going to make a lot of money.
Amazing. Oh, man. I don't know why I'm torturing myself like this just so I can find out what's happening in her new relationship. God, period.
Is there somebody at your door?
I'm pathetic. What?
I'll be right back. There's somebody at your door.
Who's at my door? Come in. Maybe. Go see who's at the door.
Are you hearing things?
I would, but I'm like tucked on his couch.
Is it the drunk girl from town?
Possibly.
Dude.
I am completely and utterly in love with my American history teacher. I'm 17 and he is 25, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal except for that. He has a wife and a baby. Of course he does. And it's your teacher. Who was that?
Oh, fuck yes.
I knew it.
Woo!
I knew
well,
it.
The lady from downstairs is out there. And she wants to talk to you, so I told her that I would come in, that we're busy, we're doing our show, that you probably wouldn't be able to come back out. I closed the door, and I locked it.
Cool.
Dude, have you seen the size of that lady? That door is not holding her.
Fuck, that lock is weak, dude. I was scared. I was thinking she was going to break it right as I was locking it.
Oh, God,
so,
Matt.
This guy, this chick is 17, in love with her 25-year-old American history teacher, who has a wife and a baby.
Okay.
Okay. The last thing I want to do is break up their marriage. But, of course. But I know that if he ever came on to me seriously, I would have sex with him in a heartbeat.
Wow.
In a New York minute. But I don't want to break up their marriage.
What a fucking slut.
But if you know,
I probably would
say
given
if
the
he
opportunity.
Right for extra credit, say or just even just if he threw his dick at me, I would fuck him, just like that. Me and him have long 2 N's 3 G's long conversations, and he has hinted wanting to be with me before. Of course he has.
Wow.
Of course. He sent her like a little thing with his Craigslist account thing. He's like, that's me.
Did
call
he pass,
me.
Pastor says, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. The, box. The boxes.
That works, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of.
He never pursued it all the way, check. Though. Because he feels guilty every time he starts to. He, like, hears his baby crying in the background and his wife, like, oh, guilty, guilty. Just breathing down his neck. He's the only person in the world I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Fuck. Really?
I picked you knowing you have a wife and a kid. But I want to spend the rest of my life with you and your wife and your daughter.
Wow.
While we're at it. I will be the nanny. She should be the nanny, and then she'll be closer.
Just need to get them to turn Mormon.
Or that.
Is it weird that I've actually considered that?
Being Mormon?
Well, yeah.
That's
only
weird.
Only for the polygamy, though.
Well, you don't need that, though. You could just
yeah, you
do
know,
it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Unless
just
you,
say you're Mormon.
Unless you're one of those people that you're like, oh, I want the paper hanging up, but I want like five of them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you could just do it, but if you want to show it off, but I could see that. He's the only person in the world I want to spend the rest of my life with, and he's about to move to Dallas, which is a good bit away from me, and it kills me every day thinking about it. I love him so much. Your teacher, you're 17, he's 25,
mm-hmm.
Wife and kid, I love you. Oh, man. A couple more here. I didn't give my dead pets proper burials. You know what happens when you don't bury your pets properly.
They
what's
come
that?
Back.
Pet cemetery?
Oh,
never
shit.
They always come
they
back.
Come back.
You know what the
I
fuck
forgot
I mean.
About that.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's creepy
that
shit.
That movie creeped me out so bad.
I had my parents take care of the bodies. I couldn't handle it. They were thrown into the trash.
Wow, that's nice.
Well, what kind of pets are they, though? I mean, if they're like hamsters and shit, I'd
yeah.
toss them in the... I mean, maybe if it's like...
I would put them in with the household garbage and at least tie it up so they had like
yeah.
food to eat in their afterlife.
But
what
I'm thinking is... I'm thinking it's like a 200-pound St. Bernard and they just like
right?
threw it in the trash. Then like,
yeah,
you know,
it's just sticking out
legs and
or
tail,
or like a little toy yeah. chihuahua
like,
or something.
Wow.
Be like, oh.
Well, as long as you can get it in there without seeing it.
What are you talking about?
It was a little tiny cute dog.
No, it was a 200-pound.
It was. Shut up,
Bernard, named Beethoven.
What is wrong with the room?
I thought
I
that
know.
Was hypothetical.
I dreamt I killed myself last night, and when I woke up. My depression was gone.
Good one.
Note to self. I just dream about killing myself.
Uh-huh.
That self you kill in the dream, that's your depression.
Yes.
It's your inner child holding you down. And you wake up and you feel like, I'm cured.
Maybe my depression was that lady in the hallway. And
then
just,
when you pee,
she
you like, all better.
She yeah. left me and in my bliss.
Right. Your depression came out in your urine. That
nice.
Was in your pants.
She was an old blonde lady. Urine blonde.
Urine blonde. You're in trouble. The ultimate
wow.
life would just be...
We actually use that.
Yes. In wow. a story about urine.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Oh all right. God. Last one here. The ultimate life would just be to be a platform hero. What's a platform hero? Like
Kiss.
Mega Man or Super
yeah, like
Mario?
Platform games.
Okay,
like,
what did you say? Kiss?
Oh, like Kiss? Yeah, I got that.
What did he say?
The platform shoes, but first. Oh
platform. Holy. Yes.
Yes. Good
holy
one.
Christ. You just made up for that hour of bullshit earlier.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
yes. Did it in. Just running around, jumping on and over shit all day, exploring new places all the time without a care in the world, having a reset button in 9 lives.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, that would be kind of cool. Would you be 2D scroller, side scroller, or 3D first person shooter?
I have to go to the second one.
Or MMORPG worldwide.
Yeah, like the over top view.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
I'd be like
third person,
Contra.
Max Payne. Yes.
I'd be like Contra.
Yeah, really? Side scrolling, 2D.
Up, down, left, right, AB, select, start, yeah.
Infinite life! I win! Woo!
I still know it.
All right. Well, that is... Oh, God, I love this site. I come to this site, like, while I'm at work on my phone and beat off to it. Just like, you fucking people.
I know, like, seriously, these people, do you think these are real? Do you think some people are just fucking with people?
Yeah,
like,
I think they're real. Until a bot can pass the Turing test, this is real, I think.
Dude, I don't know, but if that this really is God, I gotta, if you people listen to this show, I just got a message, man.
The people that write confessions?
Yeah, the people who write these confessions, man, if you ever get wind of this, if you ever get wind of this, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Dude, if you need a hug,
honestly,
I'll be there, dude. It'll be all right. Just, you can cry.
It won't be all right.
It'll be all right.
You should kill yourself.
You know, I'm trying to help people out these days.
And if you can't kill yourself, call the Jamhole Suicide Hotline.
Yeah, we'll talk you into doing it. Or if you pay me $5, I'll do it.
Got a coin?
Yes, you do.
Call it in the air.
Okay, heads.
God damn it, Matt.
He didn't even touch it. Oh, my God.
All right, call it in the air. I never thought that'd be hard with someone else sitting there swatting the coin away.
I didn't even hit it.
Rock, paper, scissors was much easier. Yes. All right, Ray?
Yes, tails.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Every time this kid, and he's picked it since we started using the coin in episode 101.
You've never won.
Jesus.
Freaky. I just kick your ass no matter what game we do.
Is it because I'm flipping the coin, though?
I don't know.
And you're calling it?
But in Rochambeau.
But because, well,
I don't know. You win sometimes.
Yeah. Fuck you, Brad.
In Rochambeau. Yeah.
That was our game we played before. Yeah.
Fuck that game.
We played that shit 100 times.
Yeah.
Sometimes more because we would tie.
Right. Like
and then
three
times. Oh, God.
That was annoying.
The Rochambeau, isn't that where you kick someone in the nuts as hard as you can?
Oh, South Park Rochambeau. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were saying.
Scissors.
I was like, you guys really did that?
Yeah,
fuck
dude.
That.
Okay,
won.
I go first.
No.
Rochambeau, you for I go first. What's that? Whack! Well, see, the object of the game is this right here.
Yeah.
To be kicking the nuts. You're not standing, so therefore
that's right.
You lose.
This one is
you
called How's Your Nuts?
That don't hurt. Have you ever played that game? That was the best game I played growing up.
No.
Oh, man, the fun. What I remember that didn't hurt, I mean, well, see, my brother and sister
hold
really
on. What did you remember of That Don't Hurt? All right.
Well,
please.
Finish one thing.
No, we have to do news now.
All right, sorry. All right. I do news.
This one is called Cannibal Cult Mother Who Skinned Son and Made Him Eat His Own Flesh.
Are you wow, really?
It's 9 years in jail.
Wow.
Just 9 years, though.
That is.
Well, I mean, cannibalism is down. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but she's. You gave her son skin and made him eat his own.
You
flesh.
Gave birth to this kid.
And now you're doing this.
Now you're cutting pieces of his flesh
mother
off of him.
Mother of the week.
Mother of the week. You win.
Yes.
Yeah. And made him eat dude. Them. Did was she like, here comes the airplane, open up near.
Yeah, and you like, kids thought when you get your Xbox taken away, things were
I know!
Bad.
Kids are such, they have it so easy. And look,
grateful.
This kid right here, he did something wrong, and he gets skinned and has to eat it.
He's got to live with that, man.
What do you think would happen if he, like, wet the bed or, like, pooped his pants or something?
Just
holy
he's
Christ.
Just
going to
get killed.
She dude. Cuts his eyebrows off or dude. Something.
When she's on the rag, it's just,
oh,
like,
God.
Stay away from my. It's not mommy time right
don't
now.
Don't leave your room.
Ew, dude, seriously. You know, that was far.
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 It's way gross.
Jeez.
Thank you.
This kid has to live with that
okay,
shit.
Okay, I have
man.
A question.
No,
how old was
no
the
questions.
Baby?
The kid?
Yeah.
Well, we've just
don't.
Read the headlines.
Yes,
so
that's
maybe we'll find out.
Maybe.
Right. What happened? What happened?
Well, I don't know if you know this or not.
Yeah, but apparently. Right.
But we don't read the stories beforehand, if you haven't noticed.
Know,
no, fuck
just,
that. You were not doing
anybody,
that.
No, anybody playing on. At home with us. I apologize.
So can I read it now?
Yes.
A cannibal cult mother who tortured her son in a locked cellar while relatives skinned him and forced him to eat his own flesh.
Oh! Hey.
So all of them have been jailed for 9 years.
Family fun time.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's a great family reunion, dude.
Right?
That's the Hills
That's
Have
some...
Eyes shit.
Yes.
They all
a
like skin
turn.
Each other and then fuck and then they
some,
have more kids
some
to
quality
skin.
Family time.
Really? Is that,
sure.
I've never seen that
It's
movie.
Like you could go to the Humane yeah. Society and they'll just yeah. give you animals and you could I mean, you don't have to use your own kids, is what I'm saying. Unless
maybe you just got mad.
A cannibal yeah.
Mother sick of you.
Mothers against drunk driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Clara, I'm not even going to try that.
Do it. Try
name.
It.
No.
Sound it out.
Marova. I don't know. It's weird. It's there's too many vowels in it. 31, a member of a sinister religious cult.
Sinister?
Yes. Ooh. And her sister Katrina led the sickening torture of the 8-year-old son and his 10-year-old brother.
Nice.
The things people do because of religion. That's that whole thing about if religion never existed, like as just religion as a whole, like the world would be so much further along.
Dude,
and
you
so
can't
much
call
better.
Call that a religion?
It to these people something
well,
that they believe in like that
are fucking ignorant.
They
and
know
they
it's not
suck
a religion.
Dick, right?
So what separates them from the fucking Christian people that bomb abortion clinics or the fucking Catholics that fuck little kids? Or it's all because
well,
of
because
the same shit.
Well, because we don't skin them and make them eat their own flesh. And
not
go,
yet.
Oh my god!
Not that
yet.
You know of.
They I don't know if you know this, but they keep that on the DL.
Right in the cellar?
Yeah.
What?
By the fine wine? On the DL.
In the cellar wine, even.
Oh, man.
Okay, read on.
Find your spot.
The two boys had told judges how their mother and relatives had stubbed cigarettes out in their bare skin.
Yes.
Whipped them with belts. That's
yes.
normal.
That's well,
and
yeah.
tried to drown them, though. That's kind of bad.
That's why I take medicine.
That's that right there.
Wow. They were,
right
the
no,
they were also sexually abused and forced to cut themselves.
Drown them. It's bath time, you little fuckers. Fucking go.
Mommy. No.
That's awesome.
They actually made
problem
them cut,
solved.
They didn't cut their flesh off. They made them cut their own flesh
right.
off.
Right. Isn't that what the headline said?
No.
No,
that
it
they
said
cut
they
their flesh
them.
Off and ate it.
I th- the relatives.
Made son cut his own flesh. That's what the fucking headline said, dude.
Okay.
Sorry.
Whatever.
I don't know if you know this or not, but yeah. you already read that.
Gotcha.
Is that their boat?
I don't know. The terrified youngsters said they were kept in cages or handcuffed to tables and made to stand in their own urine for days.
Well, right. I mean, that's
because you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Amazing. Wow. Do you like dog kennels and shit, huh?
Yeah. Like, just
do you think
cages.
Though that the kids were just so rambunctious that they ran around like animals and the parents were like, if you act like animals, we're going to fucking treat you like animals. And the kids were like, fuck you. And they're like, fuck me in the cage.
Yes.
And then, you know,
and then
so they
over.
Got, they maybe forgot about them, which is understandable. Parents have a lot on their plate, so to speak. And, thank you. It's, that happens. You know, the kids had to eat, so they started cutting off their own flesh.
Right. And
they were in the pee because obviously they
right.
have to piss.
Okay, so the parents.
This is totally logical.
The parents,
I fully agree.
No, wait. The parents didn't
you
force
agree.
Them.
The kids deserved it.
Yeah, but the parents didn't even force them to eat their own flesh
That's what
or anything.
I'm saying.
They just got hungry and did it themselves.
Parents are forgetful, man.
Is that what happened?
I don't know.
In my crazy. Fucked up little world up here, that is exactly what happened. Yeah.
The six sisters, both members of weird religious cult, the Grail Movement, refused to reveal why they tortured the brothers.
The Grail Movement.
The Grail
so write
Movement.
That down real
Google
quick.
That.
Okay. Go.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 9 years
look at
in
that
jail?
9 years.
Tall guy.
Yeah, what is wrong with that guy?
Wow.
That's amazing, though, that you can do all that fucked up shit and
it's
only
like
get 9
foot.
Years in jail. Like, it's almost worth it, you
yeah.
know? To teach your kids a lesson, you know, when you got out of jail in 9 years, you would have the best, most well-behaved children on the block.
That are the biggest axe murderers the world has seen.
Either or.
If you go either direction, positive or negative.
Either way, it's good for... What?
What?
She looked like she had bite marks out of her face.
Probably.
I have no idea.
All right. What are you talking about?
The Nothing. Little girl's
oh,
face.
Okay.
It looks like she has
yeah.
teeth marks
so is that,
on her face.
Okay.
What are you,
that little girl's face that everyone that's listening can see?
Right.
Yeah.
That
Check.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one...
looks dumb.
Yeah. No, it's...
A sniffer dog. Yay.
This one is called Sniffer Dogs in Teenage Bedrooms, and this is from the UK. Retired sniffer dogs that have spent years on police patrol are now working in the private sector in the U.S. sniffing out teenagers' bedrooms. Thanks, BBC.
What?
It's the from so, the BBC.
Yeah,
that's why I said the UK. But it's in the US.
They have dogs to sniff out people's bedrooms.
Right.
Just
that,
everywhere.
Like, you can just hire now.
Right. Like, to check for drugs or whatever.
Or whatever. Dead bodies.
Right.
You think
Bombs,
your kid.
I guess.
Bombs.
They can smell those.
Right. Parents can rent a dog and handler. So not just the dog. It comes with
comes
a person.
With the handler. That's,
that's
cool.
Awesome,
good.
Dude.
How much is this?
For $200.
Ugh.
Eh. The economy's kind of low.
I'll just search his room.
I'll look myself. Yeah. Like, wait, what does it smell like? Because that's all you're paying for. The dog already knows what it smells like. So he's like, oh, it's right here.
Just, yeah, show me.
You're like, I smell something weird, but I don't know what the fuck it is. For $200 an hour from Sniff Dogs, a firm.
What? Wait, say that again.
Excuse me. From Sniff Dogs, a firm operating. You named your.
That's a sweet company name.
Sniff Dog.
Give me a business card, please.
Thank you for calling Sniff Dog. Really? Oh, man.
I would not want to answer their phones.
That's awesome, dude. Oh, man. $200 an hour. Is $200 an hour worth finding your kid's stash?
Yeah, considering all you'd have to do is go to their house and the dog would probably find it in a minute.
Well, yeah, but I'm just thinking if you were looking for it, like, because you were out. And you're like, I know he's got some.
Yeah.
You could spend $200 to find his shit, or you could probably just go spend $100.
Depends on how much he has.
Buy your own, yeah. Okay.
I mean, if he has a lot.
The dogs are highly trained. That's a pun for the paper. Highly trained. Come on. It says it right there. That's good.
Knee slapper.
I wish I could write for these papers. I would come up with the most awful, ridiculous.
Even worse than these?
It depends on the story, though, because any story, you'd be like, oh, well, I'll just say that, you know.
Like if the dog was looking for crystal meth, he'd be like, the dog was spun on finding crystal meth.
Right, like that, exactly.
See, it's,
and they get paid to do
that. It's not that hard to do that.
You could do that with anything. Yeah. It's just amazing to like be able to actually get paid to do
that.
Matt
was tweaked when the cops found his stash.
And then if the dog's pissed, you could be like, well, Bill, it looks like he was really pissed off, and that's how you finish it. The dogs are highly trained and can detect illegal drugs, of course. The company,
because that's what the only reason you'd hire it.
Well, yeah, I can't see anything else that you would need that, unless like a bomb. I suspect my child is a Muslim terrorist. The handlers got to him,
or a school shooting. I need one of the school shooting.
It's
kids.
Like an episode of 24. It's like, oh, I need to find the bomb before it goes off. Thank you for calling Sniff Dogs. The company says the animals can smell marijuana from up to 15 feet away.
Me too.
Good, I'll do it for $100 an hour. Yeah. Sold.
I'll go walk into his room and just Sweden here right somewhere.
Oh, wait, no, that's mine. Never mind. And residue on clothing from drugs smoked 2 days earlier. So they can even just go in the closet and be like, but why?
Where's this dirty clothes?
If you know your kid smokes, though, then why you're obviously using this to find exactly where it's at. Right. You're not going to be like, oh, the dog says it's on the clothes. Well, no shit. That's why I fucking called you.
I can tell.
Yeah, that, okay.
Apparently the dog is smelling the clothes. You know, it's like, it wasn't John Madden. John Madden, you know what I'm talking about? He'd be like, oh, earlier see there is that the dog there is going to the shirt because he knows that the kid was smoking marijuana.
That's awesome.
2 days earlier, and so the dog can smell it so they know that the kid was smoking pot. It's like, thank you.
Right.
You know, that's.
Thank you, John Madden.
Thank you, John Madden.
The dogs sit when they detect the drugs, but they leave the final inspection to the parents. So, it's like, okay, you just paid us $200, but we'll leave the final. Like, the dog's not going to, like, reach his paw in the fucking pocket and be like, then the kid comes back and he's like, damn, I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those pesky Sniff Dogs. Sniff Dogs, you foiled again.
That's like an episode of Scooby Doo.
Or like, thank you,
Scruff McGruff.
Christ, dude. Wait, what's it like? No, I forgot.
Yeah,
Scooby. I meant to say
what, Matt?
Nothing.
Oh man!
Shut up! You get beat up.
Wow, dude. The company was founded by a mother of two sons, a real motherfucker, if you know what I mean.
No, what do you mean?
I mean, she has two
sons. You know, just because.
I'll explain it if you want. He makes me do it all the time.
I don't know. No. I know. Never mind, dude. Okay. I don't want to get into it. Just erase. Forget.
Two sons, motherfucker, check, who was surprised to find her oldest son smoking marijuana.
You shouldn't be surprised.
Are you really surprised, yeah, though? It's 2008.
Yeah.
Really? Like, we know it doesn't make you rape and kill. It just makes you kind of dumb. It's okay. It
makes you do podcasts and shit.
Exactly. And fucking
loser.
Shit and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And hang out with loser people.
I can tell you one thing. Because
you're just the cream of the crop.
I pissed myself while smoking weed.
That's right. That is true. I've shat myself before, but that was
the brown bomber. I've got
that
before.
That was because of food and not weed or anything.
Rockstar, probably.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Can you honestly say that, you know?
No, say what you were going to say. Just say it into that.
I'm just trying to talk to people without looking at them. No, I'm just trying to place this without like her getting up and nailing me.
You got freaked out though, like when she rolled over and like her pissy butt was on your arm. You were like, ah,
oh no!
You moved pretty quick for being on salvia.
Pushed her on me.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Sniff.
Hold on, how old are you?
32.
Okay, so can you honestly look back in your life one day ago and be like, you know, when I was 32?
I dropped my kids off at the daycare so I could go to my boyfriend's house and smoke salvia, and then I pissed my pants.
They're not at the daycare.
You know what, though? Hey, you know what?
Honestly,
I'm impressed. You were like one of the funnest people I ever do that with.
Way to save it, dude. No. Wow. Way to save it.
She was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. We were like, okay, hello. So she's like, okay, I'm done. And I'm like, what? And she fell for it. I saw it, dude. I saw this big, big ring of piss around her pants.
The big wet V.
I started pointing and laughing, dude. And
I saw that, totally. Because I kind of like looked under to see if like she really peed herself. Or if we were just like, oh, I'm laughing so hard, I'll pee.
Right.
Like, dude, she really
and then and then she like sat on me and I felt bad and I threw you off me, but dude,
you didn't want
that's
pee
just gross.
I mean, I can stand if it's my own pee, but
when it's somebody else's pee, that's horrible.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
that's gross.
I don't know where your piss has been. I don't know what you've been drinking. Sniff dogs claims to offer a discreet service, air quotes. It's discreet. We won't tell anybody.
Right.
We won't tell anybody you paid $200 an hour for sniff dog. I promise. They claim discreet service that avoids the confrontation that comes from drug tests because the search can be carried out without the knowledge of their children. Mm. So they play on the whole thing that, like, do you want to be the parent that's like, hair, piss in this cup?
Right.
It's like, no, I'll be the parent that waits till you leave and then I'll snoop through your shit.
Right.
Which is better, the upfront approach
dogs.
Or lying behind their... No, that's not better.
Yeah,
but,
see...
Better for the parents, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But maybe it seems real shady that you're going to do that.
Maybe it's designed more for like married couples.
No, well,
so
the lady that founded it was from her kids. Yeah.
Oh.
I can see married couples just being like, do you smoke weed? You know, that's,
yeah.
I don't know.
See, it's
I
like my dad would find my stash. He'd be like, hey, I found your stash underneath your bed when I was doing your laundry. I'm like, well, why the fuck were you underneath my bed if you're doing my laundry? Because
I was looking for your
stash. Like, pretty much, he's like, and you know, I burned some of it to see if it really was marijuana. And I'm like, yeah.
And it was, and then I burned the rest
he's
of it.
He's like, yeah, it was, so I flushed it.
Oh,
but
what?
No bullshit, because I'd never find any baggies anywhere.
Right,
I would never
smoked it.
Pretty sure, well, my dad was, you know, he wasn't working for the government at the time. He was, like, working at a movie theater in East Greenwich, running a movie theater.
He smoked it.
I'm pretty sure that, and yeah, dude, my dad's got ADD really bad, so I'm pretty sure he fucking toked it.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you met my dad, huh?
No, I'm saying in you.
Oh God, dude! I've had several doctors say I'm the worst case of ADHD they've seen in 14 years.
Right before they jumped out the window,
they're like Matt. I can't even understand. When I was little, I was like, hey, all shaky.
Hey,
you know, I was like, hey,
hold on,
hey.
We can't get into when you were little. An hour and 12 minutes into the show, that ends in half an hour. Will you write down a whole back thing of when you were little? that we can do at the beginning of the next show?
Can we just...
Because I would love to dedicate a whole show to when you were little. I'm not even kidding. Like, seriously.
That would be kind
of... I always tell you, write shit down so we can...
He's like, size.
I
would do it.
I was just going to say that I was very wiry and out of control when I was younger, but now that I induced myself with drugs, I just calmed down.
I couldn't hear you.
That's all I was trying to say, and, you know, I am sorry for, you know, trying to bring up fond memories of my past. No, seriously, Matt, it's all right.
Seriously? Go fuck yourself.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, okay, we're almost done with this story.
Sausage jockey.
Thank God. Jesus. Sausage jockey? Really?
What? Sausage jockey? You fucking...
Is that all you got?
I got more.
That's bad.
But I just like sausage jockey because that means he rides up and down on a fucking cock.
And if you picture that, like, it's not just the words. It's the imagery that goes with it. Like a sausage jockey.
Like, you know, a jockey riding a horse? He's riding a big old fucking sausage.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh. That's,
it's like calling him a cock mongrel, you know?
That's
hurtful.
Like that. That's hurtful.
Are you hurt?
Kinda.
No, you're not. You have no soul.
That's true. That explains it. The company cites statistics showing half of American school children have tried marijuana, and that most drug taking takes place. Holy Christ! Most drug taking takes place when they get home from school.
Well, yeah.
Is that really though? Yeah. I would always do
after
it
after you get home from school. I mean.
Between 3 and 5.
But at home, like, that seems dangerous if you're that young. Like, you would take it as far away from your home as possible because your parents aren't the kind that are like, if you're going to do it, at least do it here where you're safe. They're like, if I ever catch you doing it, and then, you know, they go away and do it and get arrested and shit.
Right.
Right.
Dude, I used to smoke weed in my house all the time when I was
in
high school.
We didn't have parents the same. This is like normal everyday America whose parents... think pot is some bad thing,
dude,
and they're too afraid to confront their child about it, so they hire sniff dogs to do it.
Dude, you know my mom. You've heard about her. She's the biggest Bible thumper you'll meet. She thinks marijuana's an evil monster, and it opens up the doors to sin and let demons go inside you, and then they can control your body. I'm like, really, Mom? Because when I do it, like, the only thing that opens up is the refrigerator. That's the only door that opens up.
Absolutely.
And then I go and fucking veg out on my couch
and
fucking
fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
With crumbs all over my mouth.
I look like a fucking living manatee. I look like a sea cow on a couch, fucking gluttonized myself, and then I look like I just passed out from fucking lack of exercise. I look like a trank bear is what I'm trying to say.
So this lady,
those demons she's talking about,
right?
Oh, well, that's a
demon.
If that's a demon, then damn, he's ooh
scary demon.
Scary guy. Funny.
This lady actually tried it. Pat Winterstein from Washington, New Jersey, decided to use the service to search the bedrooms of her three children. Quote, I trust my kids, but you can only trust them so far. Mm. So you don't really trust them.
Right.
But
they're kids, young adults. They're going to make a mistake. So you can trust them.
There's that word but, dude. That's trying to justify.
Still, right.
I'm sorry. That's trying to justify your fucking, you know, your wrong, dude. It's like, that's like saying, well, I like
I
black
love
people,
you,
but
I've been cheating on you. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, it's the whole but. It's to justify something, dude. Don't say but. You know, you don't
once
trust
you throw
your kids,
the but in there.
Once you throw the but in there, we all know you're full
of
shit.
It negates whatever was said
yeah,
prior
negates,
to
negates,
the but.
Negates. Yes. That's the word Sean was using. He likes to use these big words and shit.
What? Damn
like,
you.
And I'm like, Sean, listen, dude. Sean, I don't understand your big, long, difficult words and your short, hard ones like when and there, because they're all different types of theirs. I was just trying.
Okay.
That was my like attempt of humor right there. Sorry, guys.
So are there any raging clues?
I don't think so. 26 is nowhere to be seen.
Well, are there any raging clues, though?
Well,
other
look.
People have been filling in for him. Because if not, then do another story. I'll do another one. We'll get out of here. But
you,
if there is...
That depends on if you have a better story than the one I have. Because it's okay.
I got a story.
Did you hear 26 failed his driving test?
Is that why
How old
he
is 26?
It?
No, 16, he was trying to get enough sleep so he could study for it. And then that he ended up failing anyway, so he missed the jam hole.
And he failed.
And failed. Man. Anyway.
That's like failing
so
twice.
Forget about it.
That's insult to injury.
That is exactly what that's called.
There is a new one.
Really?
Yes.
Who did it? Who sent
26
it in?
26 did.
Yeah, he sent a whole
yesterday.
Thing for it.
Oh, okay.
It's been after
nice.
The show.
All right. Well, yeah, I got one more story here, and then we'll do that, and then we'll get out of here. Because this is good. You don't have any good ones?
Not probably not as good.
Not
as
good as making your children cut off pieces.
Yeah,
of their
that flesh other one was just one you told
them.
Me.
Yeah. All right. Well, this one is called "Student Dies During Competitive Eating Event."
Imagine that.
I know, right? What is that insult?
Yeah,
no, that's
gross.
Not insult to injury. That's bad cafeteria food, man.
That's awesome. Victim,
go to school in Browning, dude. You're like, what is this? Is this gopher or is this that cat I saw yesterday? It's a three-legged dog from the fucking 7-Eleven.
It's a little
eat
of
it.
Both. Just eat it. Victim 23 was winning the Big Stomach King contest at Taiwanese University.
What's a university?
How high are you?
It's like a university and a nursery.
Right.
It's a university for
nursing
children.
For
fuck
people
you.
Who want to start
it's,
a nursery.
My head still has salvia in it, and I'm not completely with it, if you haven't noticed. All right, this comes out of
Come back, Matt.
Taipei, Taiwan. A student died just as he was about to win a university binge eating contest.
Fuck. Wait, is this one of those Asian hot dog eating things?
It doesn't say hot dogs. It just says competitive eating. Is that
they
like
always
just,
do hot dogs?
Is it just miscellaneous food, or is it one thing?
They have like pie eating contests and stuff,
right? But they call it a pie eating contest. Right. Wouldn't that be a hot dog eating? I don't know.
That's
I just picture
think.
It being a big thing of just food,
yeah,
and whoever finishes their the big thing, yeah. That I don't know though. It might be. 23-year-old man vomited, passed out, and then died on. That's insult to injury.
Yeah, that is. That's,
just puke. Oh, God.
Insult
what
to injury
to
is like where, you know, you break your foot and then a rock falls on it. You know,
right.
It's just like, it's like something that, like, you know, you already got hurt and then it's like some more random act of life where life was like, hey, just because I hate you, I'm going to throw a fucking... Like, the guy who got his arm crushed underneath a boulder, not only did he break his arm, he cut it off so he could survive. That is insult to injury to the 10th degree. And it's just like, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
It's like to the point where it's like, it's just so fucking random that it shouldn't have happened to you. But for some reason, somebody's playing a joke and nobody
that's
likes you.
That's
poor
planning. Also.
It's not poor planning. That's
also,
or it's just your life sucks.
That's kind of like
wrong,
you know,
place, wrong time. Yeah. Okay,
that kind of goes in the same, you know, thing where you don't like to take naps, like I do. You know, I don't like taking naps because when I wake up, I get that initial shock of who I am, and I don't like to do that more than once a day. So
this again,
you know. So when I wake, so that's why I only take naps, because when I take a nap, I've already done that first initial shock of what my day to day life is and how much it rules. And, you know, because I work at Sykes, and fucking, you know.
Yes.
And my only like happiness of day is like somebody who walks
cooking
the door.
My breakfast
is,
every morning.
As Matt comes in, I'm like, oh God, thank God, somebody who is not a complete and
ham,
fucking
ham, egg, and
idiot.
Cheese sandwich coming right up.
Breakfast sandwich, fucking with ham. Well, next time, dude. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to put something extra on there.
I will
put
kill
some
you.
Hot sauce in there.
I will kill you.
I'm going to put jalapeno peppers in the cheese.
Oh, I will kill
lettuce
you so bad.
Tomatoes.
I will eat it, and then I will spit it all over your face and the grill, and then I will walk out,
dude.
Middle finger in the air. And you will never make my breakfast again.
Oh God, please don't.
That's right. That what? You,
whoa.
There, I said
did
it.
Did you go there?
I did. I said it.
Please,
that's for calling
please.
Me a sausage jockey.
Please
earlier.
Do not threaten me.
Now you have nothing
year old
left.
Man. What?
Now you have nothing left, Matt, now that he won't come in to
oh,
see
God.
You.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Eat
that's
it, bud.
One more fucking human being I don't have to talk to. Right on.
The 23-year-old man vomited, passed out, died on Thursday during the Big Stomach King contest at Dagny University in central
what
Taiwan.
What was that?
Dagny University in central Taiwan.
Dagny!
Dagny University in central Taiwan. He had pulled ahead of 30 other teams.
That's the Wong University.
That is the Wong.
That's
this?
So old now.
The Wong University.
It's just funny because I still remember that.
I know. That
and
was
I never
so
remember
old. Holy
that is
Christ,
way old.
Dude. Ew. That was when your brother was on the show before his AIDS.
I don't care. Yeah. No. To be honest, I don't care.
So this guy didn't pace himself then. He just went right at it from the get-go, got way ahead, and then threw up and died. Mm. And then everyone else was like, oh, and they passed him. Slow and steady wins the race.
Disqualified.
So I just made up. DQ, if you die, what if the other teams don't get to where he was? Does he still win?
I don't know. What's he going
to
do?
In the rules, does it say you have to be alive?
The next person would the next closest person.
That makes sense.
Yes.
But they're Asian, so things might not always make sense. To you and me, whose eyes can see everything. You can only see so much.
I'm sure it was small. Hot dogs.
Probably.
If they're Asian, hold on.
Officials said the student who was described as tall and strong. Are Asians tall and strong?
They're well, look at Yao Ming.
Short,
he's pretty tall.
Wiry. He's a freak. That only happens once in a while.
Yeah, I know there's only one Asian that reaches more than 5'4".
Yeah. And he plays basketball, of course.
Yeah. Well, what the hell else is he going to do? He can just stand there and dunk the ball. He's fucking 7'2".
Yeah, he's
tallest
tallest
Asian
there.
In the world. Well,
I saw a picture on the internet of him and Shaq and then Christina Aguilera. And she's like so, up to their bellies.
Yeah,
almost.
I bet they just
she's
fucking
so small,
tag-teamed the shit out of
her. Oh, I bet they ran it. Fucking Yao Ming train on that bitch.
Well, look at Yao Ming. A regulation basketball who was 10 feet off the ground.
Right.
All right.
That's 3 feet for his arms. Thanks.
And then there's that Tony Yaw guy who's Thai who can fucking on a dead stand kick 15 feet in the air. Have you seen that movie? Have you seen the movie?
What?
Have you seen the movie The Protector?
Van Damme? No.
No. Tony Yaw.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. You know what?
Tell me.
Okay. Dude, watch the movie The Protector or Ong Bak. He's just this hardcore Muay Thai guy. And this guy, seriously, he is some shit. I watch it
Muay Thai like the food?
Muay Thai like the Muay Thai kickboxing, authentic Thai. You know what, dude? You're dumb. I don't even talk to you anymore.
All right.
It's the salvia.
So the guy is tall and strong. He scoffed two buns filled with rice and cheese as well as some of his teammates' food. Quote, I can't say why he died, said Huang Tishong, the university's dean of student affairs. Quote, he had been in the contest before. He was a strong guy. By strong guy, you mean he could eat a lot of food. Then, yes, he was a very strong guy. The graduate student, surnamed Qin, may have eaten too fast rather than too much. I called that shit! Look at me! I called that shit!
Proud of you.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay!
Fuck yeah.
A fucking monkey times Hamlet.
Fuck you.
I just feel like picking on everybody.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
He may have eaten too fast rather than too much. Campus publicist said Chen was on course to win the annual competition. She said he would have won $60. You died for $60.
You worthless fuck.
That sucks, dude. Oh, man. You know the paper had to put it in there, just like a little extra day. Like, man,
insult injury.
He would have won $60.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude. Taiwan's education ministry has halted campus-based eating contest while an investigation is launched. That is... I love it when people eat so much that they die. Oh, man.
Yeah, but people die from obesity every day.
Right,
so
but I mean, when
thing.
They're like, I'm going to have... I am going to have... I challenge you...
Mm-hmm. Me?
To Well, I'm saying people... Right. I challenge you, Braden, to an eating contest.
Okay.
As long as it's not dick, because you would win. Oh! But no, people have to gorge themselves so much, and then it's like, now we'll make a competition out of it, and the winner will get $60. That's awesome. Yes, Matt.
I raised my hand. Do they have a picture of this guy?
No.
Oh.
He died in a pool of his own vomit.
God, dude, that's such a bad way to go out. Sitting there playing cards with a bunch of people, I got stabbed in a knife fight. I got shot in a gun down the police. What happened to you?
I ate too much.
So much fucking food that I vomited on myself and died.
But hey, I almost won $60.
But I could have won $60, and that $60 I was going to put towards getting my fat ass fucking
liposuction.
That made it worth it.
Yes. All right, what's Raging Clue? Explain what it is, please.
I have to?
You have to this time.
This is something we do every episode.
Fuck, it seems like it.
Yes, seems like it. Our listeners send us in a clue and a picture, and we don't look at the picture first.
Where?
On the forums, of course.
Where?
What?
At thejamhole.com, the forums.
Yeah,
thejamhole.com/forum. Okay.
See how often I do this. And they give us a clue, and based on that clue, we guess that picture. Generally, it's something fucking disgusting.
Dick
so it's
and balls?
Pretty
it's,
vaginas,
or a vagina.
It's the pretty
vaginas.
Easy to get clue.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Raging clue. What
the
is
vaginas.
It?
The vaginas.
Are you calling it prior to? Yeah. Hold on. This is the first. This is the first.
I'll call it a vaginas.
He's going to call it before you even say what the
wow.
fuck the clue is.
That's crazy.
Vaginas.
Vaginas. Okay. What is the clue?
Throwing a curveball.
It's a vaginas.
No.
It's got to be something not gross.
Okay,
right.
I know what it is.
Or, the curveball.
Or he's saying throwing a curveball,
right,
and it's going to be
gonna
like
be.
This dude's right arm up a bitch's twat with a
or,
baseball in it.
Or his ball sack is like
yeah.
curved.
But you Maybe. Already said vaginas.
No, I take it back. Can't take it
back. Take it back?
I take it back. Double stampies, no erases.
Judges? I'm getting the nod. Okay.
Yeah.
Throwing a
You can't double
throwing,
you can't
a
curve
ball.
Throwing a curve ball. What
I'm
do you think?
I'm going to say it's a curved nut sack.
Maybe it's like a, yeah, like a really crooked dick.
I say it's a crooked dick.
Crooked dick? All right, what do you say?
I was just thinking maybe it's someone throwing a ball right at someone's dick and balls and just fucking nailing them with the curve ball.
With the
only because
the
you're like
slider.
A masochist.
Yes. Boom. What's that?
It's only because he wants somebody to do that to him. That's why he would. Think
you think
of that.
That's why you talk to
that's
this kid more
he,
than any of us
yeah,
do? Is he really just like, oh, I need a dick
yeah.
in my asshole?
I just need it.
Just need it.
Jesus Christ.
Are you ready?
Wait, do I get to guess?
I thought you did.
What did I guess?
You
I
said crooked
know.
Dick.
All right. No,
you
that
said
was
a few
guess.
Things.
You said a few.
Well,
things.
I was just running over
right.
it.
Well,
for
I said
everyone.
Crooked
so
ball sack.
We're not all just sitting here in silence while we think
throwing
about it.
Throwing a curveball, yeah. I'd okay. say
so what do you think it is, Matt?
Three. Really, I don't know. I think maybe yeah. it's a fucking, it's like a kid playing T-ball or something, but I don't know. Maybe
he's
it's a
all
kid
trying to be all innocent.
Playing T-ball on his dad. His dad's using his dick for the T, and his mom's fucking... faces
you
the,
know damn you well that ain't even close
that's
no,
your
it.
Guess
that's
though.
My guess
okay.
what is it survey says
it's just a picture
holy shit
throwing a curveball wow did anyone guess that it's
well I knew it had something to do with baseball
yeah you got
See.
It
well every time I've ever seen this
I
dude
love it.
It's something fucked
to be
up
I know
like a frog in a pussy a vagina
because every time it's that, we're like, or maybe
shit,
he's
boots.
Or maybe he's throwing us a curveball.
Oh,
and now he that
was he
a was
actually throwing us a curveball
of
ball.
His arm with a baseball throwing me. Okay.
Good 126.
Those are fantastic. All right, well,
boots for 10 years.
Do you have anything else, Braden?
No.
Matt? God damn it. Tell us a story, Matt, to take us home.
Here's a story. I want
to
do this
home.
Every night. I want to tell you a story about some random shit that happens in my life because
Please
I have.
Do.
Well, when I was in Jocker, I wrote down. They asked me to write down a journal, like of everything I've ever done. You know, did something that happened to me throughout the day, and I've come to a conclusion that I've not gone one day in my life without some random act happening to me.
Okay.
So my brother and my sister, we had a two-story garage when I lived in Libby back when I was a little kid. I was like six. We had a two-story
uh-huh.
garage. Matt.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Two-story garage. Go.
Stop.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, no, we had a two-story garage and told me to tie a tent fly around my arms and legs because it would float me down like a parachute onto this recliner that we had. So I was dumb enough to think that actually happened
uh-huh.
when I go. We all. I'm done.
Does that bother you?
Is that
Matt,
awkward?
Oh my god!
It just kind of throws up your train of thought.
It does, yeah. doesn't it?
You just wait till next time and you
uh-huh.
try to talk, dude. Yeah, you don't even know.
I love
I'm
you.
I'm gonna say I hate you.
Fantastic.
Anyway, y'all know how to edit it. And it, well, I crashed through it and fucking destroyed a recliner.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
It didn't work.
punch you in a minute.
That's awesome.
No, I'm not violent anymore. I mean, Matt just jived me to do it, but I'm not violent.
Not anymore after I punch him.
Knock, knock.
Thank you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow. Boom, motherfucker. Man.
Go vote podcastawards.com. We'll talk to you guys Monday.
Matt's sausage jockey.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.